Hey everybody, it's Eric from the Mature Minded Gamers Group. We are a group of adult gamers who have jobs and lives, but also a passion for gaming, including video gaming, board gaming, and really all things geek related. Tonight we're bringing you our Dungeons & Dragons campaign, the Aster campaign, which is a custom campaign that we're running on Fantasy Grounds. And you can hear us, the group, talking through Discord. So here we go.
All right. Session 4, last time we played on the 9th, the party discovers heavy drag marks leading into the wormwood north of Caster. The party follows the tracks and are attacked by skeletons and zombies. The party discovers a large hideout built into a cliff face. The party finds the broken caskets taken from the graveyard of Caster. The party discovers this is a kobold hideout. The party overhears the kobold leader speak of a Lord of Three and a plan to overrun the east of Aster by the use of a power the kobolds were given by this Lord of Three. The party discovers that the kobolds are in great fear of this Lord of Three. All right. So you guys are deep in the cave, looking across the waterfall. The room is dimly lit, which is the only reason the kobolds have not noticed your torches, because the room is dimly lit through a hole in the ceiling. Up at the top, you can see the water is actually falling in from outside through a hole in the roof of the cave. Now, you guys remember what was said last week by the kobolds? If not, I can put it up again.
I did save it as a note.
So.
Oh, yeah, them...
It is important, so it's up to you. If you want me to repeat it, I will.
We have a note. It's just called new note in the notes.
Excellent.
I think we got two options, or three options here. We can just straight out fight them. We can try to run. Or we can try to convince them that we were sent by the Lord of Three to maybe take over for them or something. I don't know.
I feel like we need to attack first, because if we go and try to say we're from the Lord of Three, there's going to be like some kind of code word or some kind of thing that, you know, we were supposed to say, and they're going to have the advantage on us.
Well, we do know the main guy's name. Maybe we could convince him.
Are they going to trust humans and an elf?
Probably not. I don't know. It's probably not even worth a try, but it was just an option.
Yeah, it's an option. I'd rather not be put down and then try to capture us, because we basically willingly go up to them.
Where are our notes again?
The notes over to the far. I'm sorry. Before you start, go down to library and make sure you've clicked on the little plaque at the top that says play.
That will have
all the correct plaques to the right, and then notes is like a little feather, a little quill.
I'm not sure on what we should do here, because fighting sounds like a good idea, but yet there are a lot more of them than there are of us.
But I also feel like in the end, whether or not we leave now or we go up and just try to trick them, we're going to fight them at some point. I feel like their group could get much larger, and that would be worse for us later.
There are passages to the north and south.
What are y'all thinking?
Proud, are you there? You were muted. Yep. You might have to. Okay, you're here. Okay.
Now, everybody remember, you all have inspiration as well.
So they've already failed. They can't fail again. So they got their backs to the wall. I mean, I think our best bet is probably to fight. Unless we can send somebody in there to talk to them, but I don't know what we'd say unless we said, like, the Lord of Three has, you know, retasked you with doing something else, but...
The only other option I'm thinking, other than that, which is unlikely to work, is to try to get, you see that north tunnel that's like, what, 30 feet away from us? That's the only other way if we want to explore more before we try to confront them. So, but I'm not sure. Because they could also spot us going in there very easily.
Who in the group has the ability to put like a shield or kind of that sort of spell or whatnot on other people?
I think I do.
Anyone standing very close to Philip is more protected.
Yeah.
Just by his martial abilities.
And I can also give a shield of faith.
Yeah,
if we can give a shield, we give our two heavies, so Philip and Proud, we both get a decent shield. I can't give shield to anyone, but at least if we can do that, it's some extra protection to protect myself and Roland.
All right, let's do it. All
right. So.
Since they don't see you yet, if any one of you choose to do something, you can do so before we roll initiative. If any one or all of you choose to do something.
So, Lord Riz, you're saying you want me and Proud to use Shield of Faith, or that spell, on you and Roland?
No, on Philip and Proud.
To so, like, give use them it on each other? Armor.
No, on Philip and Proud. That way, they're the two heavies. They can go a bit more forward with that shield, knowing that they'll be a bit more protected. That way, Roland and myself can pick them off from the back.
All right, so Proud, let's just use it on each other.
Okay.
I guess that's how it would work, right? Dwight?
Yes, you can do that. Now, Shield of Faith is a spell. So that would take up one of your spell slots if you decided to cast that on Proud. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Target Proud. Then hit the little spyglass next to on the right side of Shield of Faith.
Yeah, and the
and
effect.
Click on the effect.
All right.
So,
and then
Proud now has that effect. Proud could do the same thing to Philip. Target Philip.
Unless she decides to be not a good teammate and doesn't do it.
Okay.
So, target Philip. Mm-hmm. Open up the spyglass next to the right of Shield of Faith. Mm-hmm. Once you have Philip targeted, and then click on that effect.
The one that doesn't say self, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, you can cast it more than one way. It's just when I wasn't looking at your character. I was looking at Philip's character. So if you look at the thing on Shield of Faith, that's right. You have it in a different way. So you want to click on the center one. And that just gave Shield of Faith to Philip, which reminds me I need to fix Philip's Shield of Faith. We'll do that between sessions. You are now
Proud who had that spell that could give everyone that extra boost? I can't remember what it was for.
Yeah, I have Bless, which can be up to three creatures. And you get an extra roll.
You could cast that ahead of time, since you have not alerted them yet.
What is this cantrip that's the guidance?
That's an interesting cantrip. Okay, let's take a look at it. This time I'm going to hit the little information icon. If you touch one willing creature once before the spell ends, the target can roll an extra four-sided die and add the number. You have to be in touching distance of a person to use guidance. In other words, if you put your hand on Roland's shoulder, this is just an example, before he fires his shot and say, I'm using guidance, he would get an extra four-sided die in his attack roll.
Okay. So I could do that with Bless as well?
Right now, you're not spending any time because they don't see you. We're not in combat. You could do Bless right now, and it isn't even your turn yet. You can just go ahead and do a Bless. It would take up a spell slot, however.
Okay. That's fine. I'm okay with doing that.
Cool. Go ahead and target the people you want to bless. You've got Philip, you got Lord Riz.
Did it take Philip away?
Yeah, it took Philip away. Now you've got Philip and Lord Riz. And now you've got all three of them. You know how to do the bless?
I think I got it.
Yep, they've all been blessed.
Okay.
That is complete.
Does anybody have the skill called Investigate with a big plus to it? Investigation? This says when you look around...
I have Investigation plus 5.
It says you might detect a location of a hidden object or... Where does it say it? Hold on. Or determine the weakest point in a tunnel that could cause it to collapse. So could we do a check to see if maybe we could cause some rocks to fall on the group of kobolds? Is that possible?
I suppose it would be if you wanted to make that roll. I have no problem if you got into the dice tower. This whole cave looks awfully stable to you. It's been here for a long time. In fact, you kind of get the idea the kobolds probably aren't the first people to have used this cave. You don't see anything that would help you in that respect.
Okay.
It is interesting that the water is coming through the roof in a hole that's a good 10, 12 feet in diameter, falling through rock up there. Looks pretty solid, though. Philip, are you actually making that move?
I didn't mean to.
All right, I took it away.
All right.
The reason I'm asking is because if you made that move, that would really change things.
Yeah.
Right now, you guys are hidden in the shadows, but you won't be as soon as you step forward.
I was trying to see the distance, and I accidentally let go of the...
That's all right. I can fix that. Anybody else want to do anything?
If I target them with a hunter's mask, it would start combat, right?
Yes, no. Targeting them won't. If you want to target one of the kobolds with Mark of the Hunter, what is it called? Mark of the Hunter?
Hunter's Mark.
You can do that. So target a kobold.
Oh, I gotta get my combat thing up. Hold on. There we go. Why am I not targeting? It's control, right? Oh, there we go.
There you go. You got it. And now open up with the little spyglass, Hunter's Mark, and just click on the effect. It should put it on yourself.
It looks like it did.
Yep. Oh. You are now... it hasn't yet. You got a bless.
Do I need to click... So when I clicked on it, it said effect. Do I need to click on that again?
Yeah, click on the effect.
Then targeting self. So I want to...
No, I'm sorry. Drag effect to yourself. Grab a hold of the effect and drop it on yourself in the combat tracker. See if that... There you go. Now you've got Hunter's Mark. See it?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, you can move your Hunter's Mark between turns. It isn't stuck on that one kobold.
Does that count as my attack? When I move it?
Let me look very carefully. You choose a creature you can see within range and mystically mark it as your quarry. Until the spell ends, you can do an extra 6-sided die of damage to the target. If the target drops to 0 hit points before the spell's in, you can use a bonus action to move it to another target. So a bonus action is an extra action. So no, it would not take up your turn. If you kill it, you can move the Hunter's Mark to something else.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Do we want to roll initiative?
Not yet, we don't. Proud, is that the position you want to start in, or do you want to start up there next to Philip? You could stand next to Philip. Thinking here? Is that where you meant to move? Because Roland can look over your shoulder and fire his bow if he decides to. He's close enough to you that you won't be in his way.
We can't hear you, Jill, if you're muted.
Can I do the same if I'm here?
Yes, you can.
All right, then I'll move there.
If you're that close to somebody, they're not really considered in your way because the people in front of you are cooperative. Okay, you guys are in movement position. You have not alerted them yet. Somebody can take a combat action before we roll initiative, or a movement action, depends on what you want to do.
I could move forward a bit just to kind of get that started. What are y'all thinking?
Lord Riz, you don't have like an AoE of any sort, do you?
AoE?
Area of effect spell?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because as far as I know, if I remember correctly, sleep doesn't work on kobolds.
That is not true. Sleep does not work on
the Oh, so bed. I can use... brilliant.
Now, you do have an area of effect spell, but unfortunately, it's very short range. Burning Hands is a cone, but it's very short range.
Yeah, but that, it also affects my own team if they're standing in front of me.
That is correct.
Yeah, I think I'll save that for a difficult
situation.
If close to me, you know, one of those.
Go ahead, Philip.
Okay, so where I'm putting my character to move, I don't want actually to move, but that area, it's lower than the rest of it.
By about 3 feet.
Okay, so if somebody went down there, would the people in the higher areas get like any advantage of any kind, or is it just doesn't really matter?
It's not enough to make that much of an advantage.
Okay.
But you get the feeling that if you moved out of the shadows that you're standing in, you would be seen.
Okay.
Can you guys hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. How often can I switch out my cantrips? Like I have...
Every long rest.
Okay.
I just want to read up on my sleep spell and find out how many I can target again. I think...
Well, you target all of them, but the question is how many dice worth do you put to sleep? You don't get to determine how many of them you put to sleep. You would you would target an area and it would hit all of them. But then we would see who fell asleep and who didn't.
Yeah. Is everyone alright with me starting off by casting sleep before we roll initiative and see how many of them I can knock?
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Yep. Fine with me.
Just a moment. Okay, within 20 feet of a point, you could target all of them.
All right.
There is a thing on the map to target everything, but looks like you're getting it taken care of.
Have I got everyone marked now?
There are 10 of them, so. Looks like you do.
Do you see the little circle up at the very top of the map that says, it says target enemy units? It targets all of them if you click it.
Okay, there.
The very last one, yeah.
Dwight, I'm not sure how to cast sleep again. Did I do it right?
Open up. Now that you have them all targeted, use the spyglass to open up the sleep spell. Oh, it doesn't show. It doesn't show the attack itself.
No, it just shows effect, which I click.
You've already.
So you might want to clear your
cards. Oh yeah, I might want to clear them because
they're sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the right way because I got all of.
Yeah, you got all of them. Let me clear that.
You don't have that... Kobold 3 targeted. It's that like almost bottom left one.
Yeah, I got it now. I figured that. Yeah. Thanks to.
We're gonna roll. Read the spell. What's the saving throw? They have to do a wisdom saving throw, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on, just make sure I got them all. I think I got them. Okay, just a minute. Let me check the spell. There is no wisdom saving throw. All right, you are going to cast 5 8-sided die. So you know how to cast 5 of them? Put them in the dice tower. The 8-sided die, I don't think that was 8-sided die. Nope, that was not 8-sided dice. The 8-sided die is the 4th one from the right or the 3rd one from the left. The very pyramid-y looking one. That's it. Thank you. Stand by. Show me your target. Where did you target?
All of them.
Right, but you casted in an area within 20 feet. I'll say you targeted number 13. Does that sound about right? So if you targeted number 13, let me start with him. You failed to put any of them asleep. Just a moment.
That was a terrible one.
It was a bad roll.
Wait, could you do inspiration?
He could. Do you want to do inspiration before I roll their perception? Do you want to try rolling that again?
Yeah, I'll try rolling it again. I'll use my
inspiration. All right, I'm taking inspiration off. Roll those 5 8-sided die again. You just put 2 of them asleep.
All right, well, that's better than none.
Yeah.
Kobold number 13 is unconscious. Kobold number 14 is unconscious. But wait a minute, I only see the effect on one of them.
I see it on both.
Okay, all right.
I see it on both.
Okay.
Do we want to roll initiative now?
Let me find out if you're going to roll it. Yes, you're going to roll initiative now. Yeah, we're going to roll initiative now. 2 of them just fell asleep. That's going to alert them.
Am I not roll?
No,
I do not see initiative for Proud or Lord Riz. Lord Riz did an intelligence check instead of an initiative roll. There he goes. So Proud on the main sheet.
Okay.
Where it
Sorry,
says main.
I can see the dice rolling in my screen.
Roll it on. Really? Drag that dice just into the chat window, not in the tower. There you go.
Why am I always
I saw
last?
It 3 times roll across the screen.
That's weird. All right. The first to move is Wing Kobold number 5, who takes into the air and flies over to here to look at what's going on. Kobold number 1 steps up to the pond toward you guys. They're still peering. They're a little confused.
Do we know if they like this water or not?
Dwight's made comments about it several times, hasn't he?
About what?
The water.
There's something with the water.
Do we know if they like the water or not?
You don't know. They don't seem afraid of it.
Okay, I was going to say, this one is standing in it, so I was just wondering.
That one moves, pulls out a sling, and attacks Philip with a sling. Misses him.
Sweet.
Roland, it's your move.
So just to verify, because I thought I targeted Kobold 15 with my Hunter's Mark. Is that just effect on me? Because it doesn't show anything on him.
Kobold number 15 is unconscious, isn't he?
No.
No, it's...
Sorry.
Kobold 14 and then the wing...
13. Okay.
So is my hunter's mark on me or him? I'm confused by this, I guess.
The hunter's mark is on you.
Okay.
When so... you switch targets, you will lose it unless you use a bonus action to okay. move your hunter's mark. But the hunter's mark is on you because it's going to affect your roll.
Okay. It's just confusing to tell which one I have targeted with hunter's mark. That's why I was curious. Okay.
Right.
I just
right.
got to remember. Okay.
But I see you having number 15 targeted.
Right.
So you can now do your attack, and it should, it threw the extra four-sided die, hit. And this should do extra damage. And it did extra damage, killed it. You can now move your hunter's mark. So target a different creature, and the hunter's mark will continue.
That's all I have to do is target him, or I don't have to recast anything?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Now, are you going to move?
No, heck no. Stay back Cloud. In sissy land.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay back and see if maybe I can hit one of these with a crossbow. How far away do I
have? The one flying, or the one on the ground, or one of the ones in the back?
The bald one.
The one on the ground. Hold it. What was that?
What?
Sorry.
And you attacked a whole... No, you only had one... you had Philip. You had Philip targeted. Let's start that over again. Take the target off of Philip. You're targeting Philip.
Just trying
Philip.
To kill Philip.
Control, yeah.
Okay. Now, control-click the kobold like you're attacking. Sides. Number one. There you go. Now, on your actions, scroll up to the top and find the crossbow light and go ahead and drag that dice with the plus two into the chat window.
I thought we could just click on it. Why are we dragging it?
You probably can click on it. I'm just trying to... Boy, that did not... Why isn't that working? Try clicking on it again. There's something going on here. Try clicking on it.
Okay, I clicked once and it didn't do anything. So
should
I double
click? All right, that worked. This time it actually worked the way it's supposed to. So we're going to count this one. You hit it. Mark off a few arrows because it went crazy taking away your arrows. Okay, so now you can roll damage on that kobold. Heavy damage. Are you going to move?
No.
Wing kobold number 12 springs straight up into the air, but does not move forward. He's surveying the situation. Kobold number 14...
is asleep.
is asleep, that's why. Lord Riz. You just hit one with a firebolt. Wounded it. The winged kobold. That was number five. Philip.
So I don't know why everyone's in sissy land back here. I'm going to go
You're
ahead and
armored.
Up.
The devil stole all the good produce.
What was that?
She's going to... I'm going to go with my short bow.
That's right.
Because my dagger, I always hit with my dagger, but I'd much rather save that.
Cool. What are you going to fire at?
Kobold one.
Excellent.
Great. Nice.
That's a critical hit.
Nice.
And killed it.
Nice.
Hold it.
It's unconscious.
Be right back.
Yeah, it's dying. That's good. Kobold number 13. And attacks Philip with a sling. Oh, no. He's throwing the dagger. It's the winged kobold. Oh, I'm sorry. I moved the wrong one. Just a minute.
Yeah, on my combat track, it says you got winged kobold, which is
that's
asleep,
supposed to so. Be that's supposed to be a oh 13. I see. There's two different kobold 13s. That's my problem. Kobold number three. And attacks with the sling. Misses. Kobold number two. Why do I not see kobold number two? Ah, that's why.
I don't see him either.
Stand by? Yeah, there's a problem. There isn't a kobold two. Number 13 is asleep. 17 moves to here.
Dwight, I shouldn't say this, but I should. Kobold 13 actually isn't asleep. It's the wing kobold 13 that's...
Yes, I know. Kobold 14 is asleep and wing kobold 13. I just decided to keep it that way.
All right.
So kobold 17 is attacking with a sling at Philip. Criticaled him.
Oh. What?
Okay. It's a concentration fail. You failed concentration. Proud is no longer under the effect of your shield of faith.
Okay.
What that was is the kobold damaged you. You have to have concentration to keep the shield of faith up. So proud is no longer protected by your shield of faith.
Okay.
It's now wing kobold number five's move. Number five squawks loudly and moves to here, flying. It looks like he's headed straight for that tunnel. Roland.
Oh, number five, you're going down, buddy.
Now, is that the kobold that you had targeted before?
Yes.
So it does have your hunter's mark. Okay, good. You hit him. Heavy damage.
Not moving.
Proud.
By the way, Proud, if you're like within the touch radius of me, and somebody attacks you, I can basically make them reroll, and most of the time they get a lower damage or stuff like that.
What is that part of?
It's the fighting style. It's like protection.
He has protection. If you're standing near him, you're extremely hard to hit.
Okay.
So you just have to be that, like, 3x3 radius.
Well, yeah, within a square of him.
Can I move there?
Yep. Yeah. What's your action? That was your move.
Target this wing kobold up here that already has some damage.
The one that's flying?
Yeah.
So, you've got him targeted, and we decided the double click works.
Yeah.
You hit him. Killed it.
Nice. It's going way better than I thought.
Yeah, I was a lot more stressed at the beginning.
Wing kobold number 12 actually backs up to the corner of the cave here. It is flying very high, looking at the situation again. He's not doing anything yet.
I think he's going to try to fly out of that hole. What do you guys think?
Kobold number 14 is asleep.
Reinforcements, I wouldn't be
Lord
surprised.
Riz. Whoa, hit. Wounded number 17.
Okay.
All right, Philip.
Just gonna like move up to three.
Oh, he finally gets to use his sword.
Yeah.
Hit. Heavy damage. This time he's attacking with a scimitar. Wait a minute. No, it's a dagger. Hold it. Oh, I attacked with the wrong kobold. Sorry. It was winged. I'm sorry. That was winged kobold number 13. That attack did not happen. There. Now kobold number 3. We'll attack Proud with a dagger. Or no, attack Philip with a dagger. I'm going to have to individually name all these kobolds so I don't make that mistake. The kobold numbering system is driving me crazy. And now kobold number 13 moves to here and attacks Philip with a dagger. Missing him. Kobold 17 untargets Philip and attacks Proud with a dagger. Totally missing. Roland.
All right, so which one is going real high? Is it Kobold, Wing Kobold 12, I think it is, right?
Number 12.
Yeah.
Near the roof of the cavern.
Okay. 95, so that's a little out of my range. I'm going to move up. Right there. Yeah.
Let's see. You, one drop to zero, so you can move. You continue with the hunter's mark. Hit him. Wounded him. He's got an arrow sticking out of his side.
All right. That's how I roll. Pun intended. All right,
Proud.
I'm going to use my mace.
Hit. Killed him. 17 is gone. Wing Kobold number 12 totally freaks out with an arrow sticking out of his side. From a pouch on his side, he pulls out a wand and he waves it.
This is the first.
I think we found Fleck, or whatever his name was. Feck.
Just a moment. Hang on, this is going to take me just a minute. I've got to calculate all this. All the kobolds that were dead come back as zombies.
See, I knew there was going to be something, you know.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm right in front of a zombie.
Can I cast Turn Undead?
Who said this was going well?
When it gets your turn, you can try anything.
Okay. I didn't know because it was a cantrip, if it was different.
Kobold number 3, undead kobold number 3, it's his move.
Oh, shit.
And attacks Roland with a dagger.
So it was a mistake when you left Sisko.
Hits him.
Oh, 18.
Concentration, you succeeded. Your hunter's mark continues. He hit you and damaged you, but your hunter's mark is still on the flying kobold that waved the wand.
All right. He only hit for 3, so I'm all right.
Bella.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and target the undead one. Sweet.
Wow, that killed one in an instant.
Nice hit.
Sweet.
Can,
hold it. Which one did you target?
The undead Kobold 10.
Okay, undead Kobold 10. Stand by. Wait a minute.
I clicked.
You don't have any kobold targeted.
Oh, why? I already unclicked it.
Okay. Because I don't see the damage on that one. Undead number 10.
On the screen.
I saw a different one take the damage.
Yeah, on the screen.
I deleted a kobold, what? But I think you may have had a different one targeted. Doesn't matter. Okay. I did delete a kobold. So we'll just pretend that didn't happen.
Okay.
And keep going. Undead kobold number 20. Also attacking Roland. Hits.
Holy shnikey.
He succeeds again. He's still got his hunter's mark.
You really need to run back to Sissy Land.
Nah, they'll get 2 attacks on me, though.
That's true.
I need...
Kobold number 14 is asleep. Undead kobold number 16 and attacks Philip. Misses him. Kobold number 13, I believe, is asleep. No?
No, it's not winged.
This. It is also attacking Philip. Hits him. Very little damage, though. Roland.
Okay, so I don't know if you can tell us this. You probably can't, Dwight, and that's fine. What do you guys think? If I kill the one who cast the spell, will the undead ones die, or will they stay alive?
They'll stay alive.
They'll stay alive, but already alive.
Can we tell if he's concentrating on a spell back there, Dwight?
Can you tell?
Yeah.
He waved a wand. Then he put the wand back in his belt.
Okay, so he's not. Okay. All right.
He doesn't individually have the power. It seems like he has an item that is doing this.
I guess I got to focus on one in front of me. Proud, do you think on your turn you can move up and help me? Maybe flank the Kobold 3, the undead Kobold 3.
You're starting to hear something different. Do you hear that?
A wolf?
It's coming from the north.
Oh, shit. Okay. We can't see anything, though? Can we do a perception check?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
You can see a little further in there, but you don't see anything yet. You just hear it. Are you changing your target? You had Kobold 20, but you would have a disadvantage because there's somebody right in front of you.
Right.
So to tell you the truth, you're going to lose your hunter's mark here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 20 in front of me now.
Hit. Killed it.
All right, into that. Where's my health at?
Your health, if you look on the main page, you have 6 wounds. You have 18 health. You have 6 wounds.
Okay. Oh, I see. There we go.
You're not horrible yet.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead and end your turn.
I'm trying to decide if I wanted to try to take the attack moving backwards, but I think I'm all right.
And Kobold 13 is asleep. Proud, your move.
Proud, you can do
it. I was going to do this turn the undead, which makes
excellent.
Them all run away.
Target? Hang on. Let me look at turn undead. Stand by. Now, turn undead is a power, so it isn't going to take anything. So target the 3 undead creatures.
Okay.
You've got them targeted. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to roll the saving throw for them. So go ahead and click on that save. I'm not sure if it's a single or a double click. There you go. You just rolled the save. Let's see what happens. 2 succeeded. Number 16 failed. Got it. So 16 is turned. I'm going to turn him upside down. You turned that one. The other 2 succeeded.
Okay.
You see the failure, success, success.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to move? You cast. Now, do you want to move?
Yeah. Did you still need help, Roland?
Yeah. Why don't you flank him? That way we both get attack bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly maybe...
Do you want to move?
Yeah, I was going to.
I don't think that's the move you want to make, is it?
Or does it give this guy an advantage or wake him up?
No, because it's turned. There's no way that thing will attack you under any circumstances.
Okay. Then I guess I'm confused, I thought.
Roland is asking you to move. I'm going to show you. Roland is asking you to move here.
Okay. So flanking is only catty corner, not standing.
It's one, right. It's one on either side of a creature, correct. Now, the only reason you're not getting an attack of opportunity from number 13 is because on number 16 is because number 16 is turned.
Okay.
Oh, you have finished your move. Kobold number 10, undead. He's targeted on Philip, attacking with a dagger. Hits. Another 3 points of damage. Heavy damage to Philip. Riz. Riz just hit. Heavy damage. That was to number 12?
Yeah.
Wow. Smart move. This thing is flying fast and high. Like he's headed for the opening that exits the cave. Number 3 is still targeting Roland.
We got to kill number 12 before he gets out of that hole.
Hits him.
I'm going to hit him on with my next move.
You're still succeeding, though. Phillips, move.
4 more, so I should have 6 life left. 8 life left? Okay.
So, Kobold, that one is not running away, right?
Which one?
The 10?
No. It is okay. Not.
So then I'm just going to go ahead and go for him.
Hit him. Killed it.
Nice.
Nice.
That was number 10. All right. Kobold number 14 is asleep. Undead Kobold number 16 is running away from Proud.
That's attack of opportunity for Philip, right?
That is an attack of opportunity. Philip, you can target number 16, who's down here. I'll move him next to you until the attack is over. Target that kobold, and you get a free attack.
Yep.
Thank you for pointing that out, Roland.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to keep track of everything that can happen. You hit it. Please. Destroyed it.
Sweet.
Nice.
Kobold number 13... is attacking Philip with a dagger. Criticals.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like dying over here.
I know.
I have 3 hit points left.
Me and you are both getting wailed on pretty good.
Rolling.
All right. So am I going to be at a disadvantage if I attack the flying one, number 12?
No, because the kobold attacking you is now flanked.
Okay.
It'll still get to attack you, but you will no longer have a disadvantage. At least that's the way the DM's going to call it. You are still... you've succeeded every mark, so you still have your hunter's mark on that.
I've got lucky on that. Ah,
you hit it.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to miss that. Oh, yes.
You took him out.
Sweet.
Kobold number 12 is no longer in the game.
That was the one trying to escape, so... And with a wand...
It's going to be Proud's move.
Kobold number, that's Wing Kobold 13. He's asleep. Proud.
Hey, Proud, I know you can't do it because, well, I know you can't move because then he gets an attack, but I really need health.
Okay, I'm looking at my spells right now.
Of course, Roland also needs help. Both of you are in trouble.
I have 3 left.
Well, I have this. I know we don't want to wait till you, like, die. But I have a Spare the Dying, which I can make you stable if you have 0 hit points.
Okay.
So you touch a
we
living creature
wait.
That has 0 hit points, that creature becomes stable.
You also have a healing spell you could cast on your spell self. Anybody can. And does anybody have healing potions? That can be your rock.
I don't. It's in our party. It's not...
Oh, you never move them to your own inventory.
I had one at one point, and then we haven't gone back to get cool. anything.
Tough choices, Proud. What are you going to do?
I also have this Cure Wound.
Yeah, but I think we have to be touching.
Yeah, we have to be touching.
Okay, I say you just go with the one you're flanking.
If it helps at all, I'm going to be attacking Kobold 13 in my next move. And then... Philip gets to move.
Yeah.
If Ford can attack.
Yeah.
So you're okay with me continuing with this guy, this...
Yeah, with three, yeah.
Three? Okay.
Ouch. You do have inspiration if you want to roll that again.
How do I... Do I
inspiration, I took inspiration off. Okay. Go ahead and make your attack roll again. Hit. Heavy damage. All right, Riz.
So
what are you going to do? He went for 13. Missed it.
Oh, missed.
But ninja turn. Let's see if Roland stays alive.
I just want to move. I can't move still. I've put the move in.
You can. The undead kobold continues its attack. Hits.
Oh, jeez.
He holds it though, and Roland is still alive. Your move.
Poor elves all bloody and beaten. Still concentrating though.
So I'm gonna move there, so I'm within touching distance of Proud, but I'm still in range of 13.
That you can do.
And then target 13.
Hit. If there was ever a time to roll great, you just did it.
Yeah.
You just took 13 out. Just a moment. Let me remove him.
I know somebody else has a healing potion. Who is it that has a healing potion?
I do.
Okay.
14 is asleep. Rolling.
All right, so since we're flanking, I get to click the +2 advantage, right?
Correct.
Is that on attack or damage?
Attack.
Okay.
So click your +2, yep.
Oh, I didn't have him targeted.
Got an extra 27. Did yeah, you hit him good with a short sword. Oh, wait a minute, you didn't have him targeted.
I didn't have him targeted,
dang it. Okay. Oh, I'm going to make you re-roll it. Aren't I mean?
Do I need to hit +2 again now?
Oh, yeah. Quick, okay. Make sure the +2 is highlighted. You hit it. You took it out.
Instant death. Decapped him. Even though he's already undead.
All of the awake kobolds are accounted for.
Oh, I can't move 41. I'm sorry. Ah, what was that? 45.
Hey, Roland.
Yeah.
So I've got preserve life. So I can choose any creatures, multiple, within 30 feet of me and divide 10 hit points between them.
Oh, okay. Can you cancel my movement? I'm not sure how to do that.
Done.
You.
So, Proud, you're targeting Philip and Roland?
Is it my turn?
We are no longer really in combat, so yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to target both of them.
Both of them. It's preserve life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have them both targeted, let's see how this works. Click on the heal and let's see if it works properly.
You want me to do the plus sign?
Yep. So that... No, that gave 10 to both. That is incorrect. I just wanted to see how well it would work.
Okay.
Well, he has to 8 and Philip is to... 11. Cool. They're better. I am going to end initiative because there's not a lot of point in being in initiative at this point.
I want to try and interrogate one of these two, but the other one we need to get rid of, the two that are asleep. I think the winged kobold might be the best one to interrogate.
I'm very intimidating. Like, +4 intimidation.
But these...
So I could just go there? Intimidate him?
So are you going to wake the kobold up?
Well, what are you
Lord, Lord Riz can decide that they're awake or if you touch him.
Let's get in flanking position in case it doesn't go well so we can murder him.
Lord Riz, is that what you're thinking? Like,
well, we can interrogate, but can you speak Draconic?
No, that is true.
So I'll have to interrogate. Okay, do I interrogate?
You know how to do it? In your skills, find you're going to try to intimidate him?
Well, more to interrogate
him. Well, there is no skill interrogate. Are you going to try to persuade him in a friendly fashion after killing all of his friends? Or are you going to try to intimidate him?
I'll intimidate. So
there isn't an interrogate skill. Right. So you're going to try to intimidate?
Yeah.
So take that plus one on intimidation and put it, drag it into the dice tower. All right, this kobold is now wide awake. You guys are surrounding it. It's fighting like crazy. It's screaming and fighting and trying to fly up as you guys are grasping at it. It didn't go well. It's not speaking anything.
All right, I think we just got to kill it then.
Yeah, I'll just kill it then.
Go ahead and target it and make your roll. You get plus... You're going to get plus five on this the way it's flanked.
Ooh.
That was definitely a hit. Heavy damage. Philip, you can also go.
Can I do an attack? I want to use my quarterstaff. I've never used it.
After Philip, yes. You get a plus five on the attack.
Yeah.
That hit. Took it out.
Try it on the other one or just kill it?
Just kill it.
You guys can do a coup de grace and kill him while it's asleep. That's not really a problem, so I'm going to go ahead and take him out.
All right.
I'm anxious to see this sweet magic wand that raises the undead.
Yeah, me too. I want to see what it's like. Maybe we can use it ourselves.
Don't think,
I take it you're searching that one kobold's body?
Oh, we're going to search them all.
I will search them all.
Most of them don't carry anything that you would have, anything worthwhile except one of them. And I'm going to drag these items into the... I'm going to drag these items into the party sheet. Wait a minute. I'm going to drag one of them. There's one item that you found. He also carries a note. But it's not written in a language. Here, I'll just... Here's what the note says.
Can anyone read it?
Yes. It says, use the one to destroy Caster, then Sea Haven, and then other villages in the east. Afterwards, return to me, Lord of the...
I'm sorry, how the heck do I see the party inventory again?
I'm sorry, the little symbols with two people in the upper right-hand corner.
Ah, thank you.
The party sheet.
I think it's probably
the
only
one. And
then
there's an inventory, and you'll notice that there's a wand in the inventory.
All right, who can identify?
Both me and Proud should be able to.
I say we take time.
Identify is a spell.
Yeah.
Now... Riz can do it without using a spell slot, but it'll take him like a half an hour to do it.
Let him do it. We got
time. Yeah, I'll do it now.
Right.
You're going to go ahead and do it now, so you guys are going to take a short rest. Stand by. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Just a minute. Clear initiative. Rest. You're doing a short rest. Now, what the short rest means, anyone that is hurt, like Philip, you can open your sheet, go to main, and you can take that one hit die you have.
Wait,
drag it into the chat window.
Technically, because it's a different session than the last session, aren't I supposed to have two?
No. You gain them back after a long rest, and it has not been a long rest since the last time you used it. We don't pretend that any time has passed.
So,
do we want to take a long rest, yeah?
We could.
You could. You haven't explored this entire cave. You don't know
what else might be here. We heard the wolves, so I think they're coming. Remember?
So just roll it in the chat bubble?
Yep, just drag it into the chat window.
And that's the black dice. This is by HD.
You get a -5.
What?
Stand by.
That made no sense to me.
I don't know why he got a -5. That makes no sense to me. I'm going to give him the 6 points. I'll have to study that later on. I don't want to hold up the game.
So that's the black dice.
Is there some other effect?
Do I get some health back?
Okay. Yeah, I've already given it to you. You now only have 5 wounds. Does anybody else want to roll?
Yeah.
See,
Roland didn't get the -5. What the heck was that about?
It just doesn't like me.
I guess so.
I just want to roll identify on the ash one.
Okay, now you don't have to roll identify. If you're casting it, you will identify it. You ready?
All right. I'll cast.
It is now identified.
The lesser one of the ancient lord of.
So evil only, does that mean
there is a picture of it.
Well, we can't destroy it.
I've never seen the picture.
If you look in your inventory, there's a little icon down below weight. There's a little eye icon that you can click on. Here, I'll share the image so you see it.
That's not very cool.
Looks like a broken off stick.
Basically.
Yes, it does. But Lord Riz knows what it is. It's a lesser wand of the ancient Lord of Three.
So does the evil only thing mean that only evil people can wield it?
Correct.
No, anyone. Well, it says here, this wand will raise any humanoid type to undead status. Zombies or skeletons, depending on the age of the remains. It is everlasting and has endless charges. It provides no control of the undead it raises.
Correct.
The wand is encased
If you look at the subtype, it requires an arcane focus that is only usable by evil.
Okay.
This thing turns Philip's stomach. The thing is practically fifth proud as well. The thing is practically glowing evil.
I say we destroy it.
We can't be destroyed.
We can't be destroyed.
Let's just like throw it in a corner and run. I mean, we really shouldn't bring it with us, and what else can we do?
Proud, I'm gonna speak for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Proud is gonna reach into her history and say, items like this, when you throw them away, have a tendency to be found, and by exactly the wrong people.
I think we should
we should keep it in our party sheet and then leave it on the wagon. And then when we go somewhere where it's like a secure place, we can give it to someone to look after.
Maybe one of the churches, and they'll know what to do.
Or like the King's Guard or something.
Yeah.
The thing seems so nasty, you would be a little nervous about trusting it to anyone.
Right,
did anybody watch the Lord of the Rings or ever read the Lord of the Rings?
No, never read
it. It's not quite that bad, but almost.
The one to rule.
It has a tendency to be found.
So, are you saying if we carry this with us?
Is it because I remember you mentioned magical things kind of bind with the person?
This will only bind to an evil person.
Okay.
By the way, do you guys remember when we created the party before we even started playing the game and I said no evil characters?
Right.
This is one of the main reasons why. No one is going to bind to that wand in this party.
All right, however, so do you want to explore the rest of this cave yet?
Yeah.
Do you want to go north or south?
South.
Wait.
Because that's kind of going towards the way we came, and I feel like north is going to head, like we're going to continue north in the end. So I'd rather just kind of go around south, kind of go through that, and then go.
Is there a reason why we're not just leaving?
But it's a story.
I think we did the story part. I think we're just gonna run into more giant bats and wolves. I think we need to go.
At some point, do we want to go pick up our horses and our cart?
Well, I mean, we read the note. I think we need to get this news to the king that the leader of the ring of the three guys about to attack them.
Yeah, but where's the wolf coming from? Is that outside?
To the north.
He said it was to the north. I just don't think there's anything else in this cave.
Philip,
mm-hmm.
There are some piles of items you can see in the distance in the cave to the south.
See, this is why I'm saying we should go south.
He did. It's funny. He rolled it. He saw them.
All right. Whatever the party thinks.
I feel like the south, there might not be things down there in the south part. North, that's a different story.
Stand by just a moment. This is a natural cave with ceilings that are 30 feet high.
Can I use my perception?
To the north, yes. To the north are mats of straw and old rags that appear to be a sleeping area. There's a pile of debris to the south. The debris is obviously items found in the caskets. There are many pieces of shiny but worthless junk. There are rusted out blades and armor, mixed with quite a number of things of value, as if the kobolds were not sure of the difference. I'm going to move these items into the... I take it you guys are going to... you tell me what you're going to do. Never mind.
I think we should just take the items of value. The items of no value are pointless.
Yeah.
Okay. I've moved the items that look like they might be valuable into the party inventory. Anybody want to do anything?
Are we happy to take a break here? Because I want to try and identify that cloak. Because that's something I...
Well, you don't even know if it's magical yet.
I say we get out of the cave if we're going to rest. Since there's stuff in here. Go back to town.
I'm fine with whatever y'all are thinking.
You guys heading out?
I can do that.
It's up to you. I need to know what the party's doing.
Yeah, I say we get out of here.
All right, y'all, let's head out.
If you take the path you already know, you will be able to get out of the cave without a lot of difficulty.
Yeah.
Hang on just a moment. I'm going to move you. If you take the path you already know. You decided not to look in the cave where the wolf howling was. So I'm going to move you outside. You'll have to scroll way around to see where you are.
I have a feeling there's going to be something significant about that northern cave.
Somebody have some lore about wolves or something?
Well, if somebody has, like, something for animals, I don't know.
I have animal handling where I can, like, calm one down, but...
Are you guys gonna head back towards town? You walked this whole way. You didn't bring any horses or anything.
Yeah, we're gonna head back.
By just a moment. That's not what I wanted. All right, let me close out the maps we're no longer using. Okay, I've got the campaign map. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys start heading back through the woods the way you came. On the way back, as the party enters the clearing, a voice calls out from the far side of the trees. Just a moment. Ho there, friends. Into the clearing strides Ned, soldier of Ashtar, in his blue tabard and white trim. Is everyone okay? After talking with Harlan, I thought one of us ought to see if you guys were okay and found anything.
Yeah, I think we tell him everything. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'd say we tell him everything.
Well, he'll just be amazed by your story. He'll say, Sir Moore and Tom and I came out to Castor. We arrived this morning. Harlan explained what happened. Harlan was trying to train two very young men to be his assistants. Ned laughs. He was attempting to teach them to fight with sword and shield. Harlan's a good man, but he's no expert in fighting. Sir Moore offered Harlan a trade for a month. He left Tom and I here in Castor to aid Harlan, and Sir Moore took Harlan's lads back to the Southeast Tower so he and Brad could train them properly. Harlan was quite pleased to accept our help, as you can imagine.
Let's ask him if he wants to travel back with us to Castor.
Oh, absolutely. He doesn't want to be any longer in this wood.
Can we make it to Castor?
You get to Castor about nightfall.
Okay.
On your return to Castor, you find Harlan has been quite busy. There's a large bonfire consuming the fallen bodies just to the south of town. Ned takes you into Harlan's office. Harlan is in there. What do you tell him?
Everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Define everything. Are you going to show him the wand?
No.
No.
The wand's the only thing we'll keep.
So you're not going to talk about the wand? Well, he's asking, I wonder how the kobolds achieved all this. How did they do all that? Kobolds don't have the power to raise the dead.
Oh.
That help from the Lord of the Three. That. We don't mention the wand. We just say
yeah.
That help from the Lord of Three.
Lord of Three? He says, you know, I know something. Wait a minute. He starts digging around through his books, and he pulls out this huge old book. It's a heavily damaged picture book, but each page shows a symbol with a name under it, as if teaching sigils and symbols to children. Many pages are missing, but one page has this symbol on it. It's the same symbol that you saw on the wand, and under it is titled, The Lords of Three. Lord Riz falls to his knees, his eyes going bright wide open. This sometimes happens to Lord Riz whenever a vision he has becomes a reality. Seeing
it's
that symbol
three,
in
three black rings.
Yes, remember the vision?
I'm going to just open my vision. circular black rings. They slowly converge. As they start to meet in the middle, where they overlap, there is less than nothing, a pulsing empty void that pulls all the light from the vision. As the vision fades from the... As the vision fades, you need...
You kind of bugged out there. As the vision faded, he heard a bell tolling, and that's when the zombies and skeletons attacked Caster. You still there, Riz?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I hear you now better.
Sorry.
So he remembers that symbol.
Is that the only thing in the book, is that symbol, or is there any...
There's lots of different weird symbols, griffins and the dragons, and there's all kinds of weird symbols in the book, but this is the one that is titled The Lords of Three.
What's the book? What's the title of the book?
The cover has been destroyed. The book is ancient.
Does he know anything about the Lords of Three?
No, he says this book is from the ancient kingdom. It's incredibly old. He says it's a book of sigils. Harlan begs you guys to do a job for him. There's a messenger that rides from New Astor to Castor and back once a month, but he was just here a few days ago before anything bad happened. And all we heard then was that fisherman's story who lost his mother. It's sad to say it was not believed, nor was it reported as news. I will see you paid 50 gold to deliver a message to King Maven. I'll pay 10 of it myself with a promise of 40 more upon your arrival. There you can advise King Maven and perhaps find more information about this and ask for help for Caster.
I say we do it.
I say we do it. Because then when we go see the king, at least we might find someone to give the one to.
Harlan sits to write the message. He makes no attempt to hide what he's writing. In fact, he says it out loud as he writes it. Your Majesty, King Maven, Caster has come under attack by powers of the ancient world. An artifact from the ancient Lords of Three was involved. Caster Cemetery has been ransacked and its dead were somehow brought back to fight the living. Caster has only survived by the efforts of the four that carry this message. They are trusted by me, and I vouch for their conduct in an audience with your highness. Do not be fooled by their strange and foreign appearance. They are heroes in our eyes. Please send whatever help you can to Caster. I have hired two young men to assist me in helping the people and shoring up the town defenses. With the assistance of Sir Harold Moore, they are being trained. I have promised this party 40 gold upon deliverance of this message. I trust the crown to make good on that promise. Your obedient servant, Harlan Peatsam, Magistrate of Caster and King's representative in the southeast.
Hey guys, I was looking at the said by kobolds. It says, we must do this while the humans are looking to the west. Our task is the east. This is my guess of them trying to bring us west.
He rolls the message and seals it with a healthy dollop of wax and imprints it with his personal seal. He says, this should get you an audience with the king. Please deliver it to the king's guard upon your arrival. Please do not deliver it to anyone other than the king's guard. You are welcome to stay here for the night or at the Fishtail's Inn if you prefer, but I beg you to make the trip to New Astor soon.
I think it's best that we do go see the king, because at least that way we can learn more about this stuff. I don't think anyone out here is really going to have the information we need, whereas we go to the capital, there's a high chance that someone might know something.
Philip, you're not wrong about what they were saying. However, how they were going to take Sea Haven was with a power that you now have in your possession.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how were they going to attack Sea Haven? With the wand. Can you imagine the graveyard of Sea Haven? It's a much bigger place. Harlan says, you can either camp here or free room and board at the Fishtails on me, or I should say, on the crown. Maven is the one paying for it through me.
I think let's go to the tavern and spend the night there.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Is anyone doing anything tonight?
I'm healing, but other than that, no.
Proud?
I need to do my rolls.
Yes, you do. Proud?
No, I was going to heal up, but nothing else. Or get my spells back. Can I do that?
Yes, you can.
Must I just roll them into the chat?
Yeah, just go ahead and roll them into chat.
Can I buy arrows from one of, like, the...
Oh, wow. Josh. You rolled a pair of 15s. That's interesting. Proud, I sent you a whisper.
Oh. I guess I am praying tonight. I'm reading my notes.
I would also like to restock on my arrows, too.
Yeah, if there's like a shop somewhere.
Yes, you'll be able to get your arrows replenished and so forth. It won't even cost you very much. I'll just take it out of the party funds.
I literally have one arrow I need.
Oh.
Does anyone have an identifier, like, thing so they can identify something? Because my identifier only identifies magic, and there's a cloak in our party inventory I want to identify.
Proud has a cantrip, I believe. Isn't it Proud that can detect magic?
I can detect evil.
Oh, no, it's a level one spell, but if she takes 30 minutes to do it, it won't take a slot. It's up to Proud if she wants to cast that.
Oh, the detect magic?
Yes.
Yeah, I can cast.
A whole, several things.
Oh, sorry.
Several, oh, you're fine. Several things glow. Just a moment. A bronze ring starts glowing. A long sword that you picked up starts glowing. A long bow that you picked up starts glowing. The wand, of course, glows. And the cloak is glowing.
This doesn't detect evil, right?
Nope, it just detects what is magical. And so far, a whole bunch of those things are magical.
Can I cast identify on all of them?
You can. It will take you 2 or 3 hours to do so, but you can. What do you want to start with?
I'll start with the cloak, but then I'll do the rest afterwards. You can go.
The cloak is now identified.
Can I please take the cloak into my own inventory, guys?
There is an image in the description that you can click, the little eye where it says next to image. You can see what it looks like.
Can we just identify everything while we're here?
That's magical. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Okay. He's taking an hour to identify everything.
It won't open the image. It says unable to open.
I'll share it. That's what the cloak looks like.
Damn, yes. Yeah.
So you're going to drag the cloak out of inventory and into your own inventory and then make sure you wield it.
And because it's not armor, he can wear it?
Right.
Okay.
The longbow is now identified. As is the long sword. And the mace.
Ooh, plus one mace.
And the bronze ring.
Have you done the longbow? I don't see anything on it.
Oop, nope, I must have missed it. There, now it's identified.
We all basically got an item.
With an extra one.
That's awesome.
Does anyone want to have dark vision, or can I take it?
I don't need it.
What's it do?
Roland, you're the only person that doesn't need it.
Oh yeah.
You have dark vision already.
Yeah, I don't.
Cloud, Lord Riz, and Philip. Any one of them could use that.
I'm gonna grab the bow though. I think.
Can I take the plus one mace and upgrade mine?
Absolutely. Well, it's up if it's up to the party, but yeah.
Oh yeah. It's for you.
Yeah, I'm happy. Any objections?
No. Nah. Hey Roland, what bow do you have currently?
Regular longbow.
Can I have that one? Because you're not going to need that, right?
Hold it.
Nope. I don't know if you can use it, though.
Don't think you can use it.
Okay.
I'm going to put
it in. You can use a short bow, but not a longbow.
Okay.
I think that longsword's for you, though, the plus one longsword. Don't use the longsword? Yeah. Okay.
We need to choose who's going to get the Ring of Dark Vision, which I don't mind. I think I think it's easiest if we all want it, we just do a roll to see who gets higher.
Well, yeah, I think it needs to be one of the tanks, since they're going to be up closer. They're going to be able to spot things before me and you will. And I have it anyways, but...
Yeah, I guess that's true as well. So, Philip and Proud, one of you can take it.
Proud, do you want it?
You can have it.
You can have it?
Sure, I'll take it.
Okay.
Are you taking it, Brad?
Yep.
All right. That's going to give you...
How do I take them? Or are you? Do you give them to the people?
Go to the party sheet.
Okay.
See the little eye next to the item?
Mm-hmm.
Open your inventory on your... And drag it. Drag that eye from the party sheet into your inventory.
Got it. Okay.
I'm just going AFK for a minute. I'll be back now.
Certainly. I am going to manually give you... the ability, because I assume you're going to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at your main sheet now, you now have dark vision 60 feet.
Okay, cool.
And I put in parentheses ring. So you can now see in the dark without a source of light.
What is a crossbow hand?
It's a hand crossbow. It's a small crossbow.
So it's smaller than a light crossbow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Does it do, like, less damage and stuff?
I'd have to look at the items. A hand crossbow? Yeah.
I don't really need anything else from that party.
Why don't you take the potion of greater healing?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take it.
I still have mine, so.
Yeah, I get hurt. So much. It still says I have a potion of healing, which I know I use. How do I get...
Stand by.
Because I used it in the graveyard thing.
Yeah, I'll delete it. Yes, you did. I remember that now. Potion of healing. Got it. It's gone.
Okay.
How do I get rid of... Like, it shows that I'm carrying both maces.
Correct.
In my now. Action sheet? Okay.
So go to your inventory.
Uh-huh.
You want to, if in your inventory, you want to see how there's a little, hang on here just a minute. I've made the mace so it's just carried, and the mace plus one, I'm taking it to the shirt. That is now equipped. So when you look in your actions, if you scroll to the top, Oops, it shouldn't have had that other mace in there. Just a minute. Do you have more than one mace? No. What we'll do is we'll drag that old mace and we'll put it back in the whole party inventory because that's now something you're willing to sell, isn't it? There, I got rid of the mace.
Okay.
And now if you look in your action, you have a light crossbow and a mace plus one.
So, question. I know for me, I have a longsword two-handed. So when I don't
use my shield? I will fix that between sessions.
Okay.
That's sort of a special thing that I have to do. Your longsword two-handed. I will get rid of your old longsword, and I'll set up longsword and longsword plus one and the longsword plus one two-handed if you choose to use it that way. Okay. I'll fix that between sessions.
Okay.
There's only 14 minutes left in this session, so.
Yeah.
So, you guys are spending the night here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Any other things the party needs to take care of?
Nothing.
Are we going back to, like, are we at the horses and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
You've got your wagon here. You've got the mules.
Is these crossbow bolts, is that for the crossbow light, the ammo?
Correct.
Can I get more of that too?
Yes. Go ahead and mark them all as if you have them all back.
Okay.
Here, I'll do it for you. Thanks. And I'm going to charge you guys a couple of silver pieces and so forth. I think Roland's probably already fixed his.
I have this little info icon stuck on my mouse, too. I don't know.
Where is Roland's ammo?
Did I take them all out?
That's why. Oh, there we go. Now he's got 20 ammo.
Oh, no.
He changed weapon.
Much from when we landed today.
Okay, you've got 20 dots now for your arrows, Roland.
Oh, I forgot about changing weapons. Well, I was holding 30 before.
Were you? I'll give you 30. Stand by.
I forget what happened. I only had 20 and then something happened. I think I bought from the store or something.
You had 30.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I put that in the wrong place. I have one of those. 30 of these.
There we go. Cool.
There we go. I give you 30 daggers. That's not right. All right. And what the other thing we're going to do to you, Roland, is we're going to take your regular dagger out of your inventory and give it back to the party.
I almost did that, and I thought, well, maybe I want to dual wield them, so I didn't do it.
Well, that's possible, but you have a dagger +1 to dual wield with your short sword if you ever wanted to do that.
True.
You wouldn't use the two daggers. There you go. And you have 30, it shows you have 31 arrows.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't know why it did that.
Maybe Philip should
take now you have dagger 31. So
that you have two to throw.
That's possible, but he doesn't throw them very often. If he's going to throw, he'll use his bow.
Right.
It's up to him. If he wants to keep that other dagger on him, he can.
Yeah.
I have no objection. It's just how crowded do you want your sheet?
Yeah, I'm fine with the way I'm got. All right, I said we try to make it to the tower before we call it a night. What do you guys think?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I'm healed up, right?
Yep. Harlan and Ned and Tom, see you guys off. Ned and Tom are helping Harlan out.
Still says I'm -5 on the combat.
Oops, sorry, I forgot to do the long rest. Better?
Yeah.
I think also we should take another long break at the tower before we end the game, because then I can roll again, so I can build up a couple of rolls for the team.
Now, you realize you lose the old ones. You don't build up more, right?
Okay. I thought I kept it.
No. You foresee the next day. You don't see forever into the future. You see the next day. So you guys are going to travel a good portion of the day. The roads are very light. There's not a lot of movement going on. So you're going to get there fairly easily. You are seen by Harold Moore and Brad near the tower, and the two lads from Castor outside practicing swordplay. Sir Moore welcomes you and offers you food and what lodging you can if you desire.
Is it nighttime?
It's becoming night right now. I was just busy doing that.
Might as well camp here then.
Yeah, might as well camp here.
Yep.
Feed everybody. And
Sir Moore looks solemnly at his food for a while with a wary eye. He slowly starts to pick at it with a fork, separating the pieces as if he's looking for something.
Can we ask him if he knows anything about the three rings?
No. Three rings? I don't know what he's talking about. He'll tell you that ancient history is not my best subject, but if I remember, the old kingdoms of Astur had a house called the Lords of Three. Something about a betrayal and the cause of war. And I'm sorry, but it's really not my field. But I'm sure you can learn more in New Astur. The sage Quendry is an expert on that subject. We're talking about events that happened a thousand years ago.
I'm good. Anybody else got any questions?
I'm good.
No, I'm all good.
Camp this night out and get back on the road.
Yeah.
Gotta warn the king. I got a feeling Dwight's got this timer clicking. Like, we don't make it there in a certain time, something bad's gonna happen.
Did you see that, Lord Riz?
Yeah, I'm busy reading it now.
You doing something? You waiting on us, Dwight?
I'm waiting on Lord Riz.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Just want to make sure you weren't waiting on us to tell us. No, we wanted to do.
I just don't know if he's gonna decide to share that or not. All right, it's early morning. You guys are heading up north?
Yes.
Seems very quiet. You get past the ancient road by nightfall.
Guys, if you go into my visions note that I shared public, I got a third vision.
That might be worth looking at.
For me,
especially since it's evening now. I assume you guys are making camp.
Yeah.
I don't see the third vision either.
I only see two in there.
Let me take a look.
Oh, there it is.
It obviously took a second to add in.
The ones that start, you see a young knight. What is the watch order?
All right. I'm going to assume that's the prince. And we're foreseeing the attack on the north.
Philip, you're the only one that can see this.
What the heck?
I sent you a whisper. Nobody else saw that.
Okay. Is that a kobold? Okay, basically, it says, you had a fleeting glimpse of something crossing the moon, making no sound, and headed to the east. It only lasts a second. You can't be sure what it is. What you saw an image in is in your memory, but you're not sure if it's accurate. It looks like a dragon or maybe a kobold kind of just flying. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Is this like a rock now, or is it just something you see?
When you guys were asleep, Philip, who took the first watch, thought he saw something cross the moon.
I mean, there's no way we're going to catch it. I think
we need to... if it's a dragon, I don't think we really want to catch
it. I'm not even sure if it's a dragon. It could be a kobold, because it's like in a black and white, so I can't tell, because it was night. But it has it looks like it has pretty large wings. So I don't know whether it's a dragon or a kobold, or it's something similar to that kind of thing. But I'm not surprised if it'd be a kobold coming from the base we were at.
Do you think it spotted you?
No. Because it would have attacked us throughout the night if we got nothing throughout the entire night.
I don't think there's anything we can do about it. We assume it's just a messenger of some sort, maybe?
Yeah.
We just make note of it.
So nothing else happens during the night. Roland, early in the morning.
Oh, God. In the morning, just before he rouses the others, the last watch hears a rushing noise. Before he even has time to wake the others, a shape passes close overhead, flying at tremendous speeds. It passes over them before they have time to see it. When he looks out over the bay for a moment, he sees this moving very fast away from the bay to the west. It recedes very quickly into the distance, traveling very fast. And that is a...
Roland, only you can see that image.
Okay, it is for sure a dragon, says Roland.
I was hoping you'd say bear.
At first, when I was reading it, I thought it was a bear, too. Okay, that's not good.
End of the session tonight.
Dragon right now?
What?
Are we looking at this dragon right now, or only...
Only Roland saw it. By the time he wakes you up, it's gone.
Okay, sorry. The sounds were throwing me off. Okay.
Okay.
So the sound may have woke you up.
Okay.
You guys are probably waking up going, what was that?
So the dragon
only Roland saw it.
A dragon flew somewhere to the west and then flew back.
Actually,
or to the east. Saw it
flying to the east.
To the east, sorry. And then flew back to the west. So I'm going to assume that maybe the Lord of the Three or the whatever. Lord of the Three, maybe. Or a messenger, one of the three.
And Lord of the Three could be like something like Lord of the Three races, like kobolds, dragons, and something else.
All right. It's 7:59 p.m., so we're going to start the next session. Congratulations, the party is now level 3.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Don't we have an oath or something?
So we must log on.
Yes, we have all kinds of stuff.